Hello and welcome everybody to the Immaterial Gamers Podcast, episode, what is it, 202? 202.
Don't know, you tell me.
I think it's 202. And we got me, Mr. Terry, and we got Mr. Stefan. I need to put misters on the titles. We're now misters. It's decided. We're both misters.
Nope. Change enough. You put my name. You don't need my name. My name is Zav. It's perfect.
That's not your name.
It is.
That's not your name.
My best.
That's not your name.
My
It's not
best
your
name.
name.
It's my best.
It's not your name.
We can have this discussion all day long, Terry. It's my best name.
It's not your name. So how's your week been, Stefan?
Not being bad, actually.
Not been bad.
Been playing a lot of, well, I say playing a lot. Just studying for my theory test. Failed the first time.
Failing your
time.
theory test.
Hey, that's 3 marks off.
Did you end up getting it after?
Theory test. I have
Yeah.
to rebook it.
Oh, you have to rebook it? Okay, I wasn't sure how it
Yeah.
worked there.
Yeah, I don't know how you do it over there, but we kind of book it, and at this minute they've got kind of a like a month's waiting list at the minute.
Oh. Stefan wants to be a driver. He wants to be a
I just want to be able
driver.
to drive. I just want to be able to drive so when I go see Terry never knows I'm there. Some random car rental cars outside his house.
As long as it's not driving on the wrong side of the road, like I did when I was there. So, Stefan, I have a question for you.
Go on.
Has anyone here played Elden Ring this week?
Have
Random
you played
question.
Elden Ring this
I
week?
have played. I haven't played it this week.
Oh. Well, do you want to talk about it at least a little bit?
Well, I actually played it twice within a thing because I think at one point I started playing it and then you joined me and said, "Do you want to go in space?" And I just went, "Yep," and joined you in space, and that was literally just that it's like getting my character and that ready. And how people play that game, I understand there's like a load of people who love things like Elder Scrolls, I mean the Elder Scrolls,
Dark Souls.
the Dark Souls game, but yeah, not me. It's not something. I probably would go back to it at some point. Just that current moment in time, with just everything, probably not.
Well, tell me what happened in your experience in.
Well, the first, well, the thing I mainly have issues with is I need to get used to the controls. And to be honest, I have this in every game. As soon as I get used to the controls, I'm fine at it. But it kind of tells you the controls once, kind of gets you to do it once against one enemy, and then goes, "You're good. Now go fight a boss." To like complete the tutorial. And it was like, okay. And it's like, well, I want to build like a character that's just basically a mage. And I had no idea how to do it, so I thought I'll just use spells, because there's spells in it. You start off with two. Well, my class in that started off with two spells, my race or whatever it is.
Two spells. What kind of spells?
And one was like a bolt, so I'm assuming that was for like a single target, and the other one was like a slash, or like a slash wave thing.
A
But.
slashy wave thing.
Yeah. Like, you know, when you see an anime, some guy with a sword just goes, like,
Swipes and
swings
like
a sword across, and you
and a
see
wave
the
goes
air
through.
turning, yeah.
Yeah.
You see the air current become a blade. Yeah, that's that. That's what they did for Elves. That's what they did for
Yeah, it
Elden Ring.
makes sense. So what else have you
But,
been up
yeah.
to? I know we've been playing quite a bit of Space Engineers.
A lot of space engineers, and I've been playing a lot of TFT as well on my phone and everything.
On your phone and everything?
Yeah, I played one of the TFT sessions with Ryan on my phone while at work.
Yeah, that was a few weeks ago, I think.
Of last week, I think, because this week I was like, oh. Yeah. TFT went 2 weeks because of the new set.
Yeah. I've been enjoying the new TFT. It's a little bit of a learning experience again, because you got to figure out what builds work and which builds are overpowered. And
to be honest, it's not the most overpowered build is not overpowered unless you can get the right items and the right characters at the right times.
Yeah, well, that's sort of how it goes. That's why it's kind of a random game. Like, you can't always have the most powerful builds.
Yeah. It's like if you go back to the TFT we just did and D couldn't beat me, that's only because I got Silas earlier and I built him right because I had the right items for him. And he basically becomes Vex. Remember how Vex was so hard to kill last season?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Isla. And but he gets to cast it twice because he's a mage.
Yeah.
So you just see him there going, I'm about to die. Nah, I've got a health bubble bigger than my health itself.
Yeah.
Casting it twice, it kind of breaks the mechanic of he can't get mana back. So he kind of, by the time he's lost shield, he's doing it again. Because he's gained that mana up.
Oh, because probably when he loses his first shield, he starts to regain mana again.
But I think it kind of classes him as lost it once they both stack on top of each other.
Oh, maybe. Or maybe once he takes half the damage, like of one of the damage of one of the shields, it then says, oh, he doesn't have a shield anymore. So.
But yeah. But then I also got into the habit of make Lulu into a mage. And she could already polymorph. I think
that's not even gold, nice.
At gold, she polymorphs 3 things already. I think
4.
I think it's every.
I think it's 4.
Is it 4? So I had her gold, and I classed her as a mage. She's doing 8. She's doing the whole enemy team apart from one going polymorph. And then I kind of actually sold her because I didn't want her anymore, and put Aurelion Soul in, and made him a mage. Every time Aurelion Soul casts his ability, his ult casts, he doesn't need to gain his mana again. Just as he casts, his ult gets bigger. So it starts off in a range of, let's say, a 3x3 cube, a hexagon. So anything in the middle and anything around it. Next one, it gets bigger by a hex. Gets bigger by a hex until he just goes, yeah, I'm going to put it in the middle of the field.
Whole field gone. Whole field gone.
That's what D was doing, and that's what I was doing against D, because he's casting twice. And while he's in the middle of casting the second one, he's like, I'm gaining my mana back again to do it again.
Yeah, Aurelion Soul's kind of ridiculous.
Aurelion Soul as a mage is the most evilest thing in that game if you have maxed out mages. Don't get me wrong, it's almost impossible to max out mages with a dragon on the field.
Yeah.
So I think it's like you need.
There is no. Yeah, there is no dragon mage to give you the +3 to mage. So.
You really do need. You need at least. I think you need 2 mage caps. Well, 2 mage symbols or 1 mage symbol to complete it. But you kind of need to make your whole field mage.
Yeah. Yeah, so far my favorite build. So far my favorite build with. The new TFT is probably going Guild Cavalry. I just
One of my games we had recently, I did Gilded.
Yeah.
I did Guild Cavalry and Bruiser. I think I threw a bit of Mage in it.
Yeah, I'm enjoying that.
But I put it all around Olaf. It's like, there's a bit of Warrior as well for you. And there's, oh, by the way, Olaf's now gilded. He's now guild. So he gets his health boosts. Yeah, Olaf's a good character as well. Olaf's
yeah, that was a pretty mean build you had there where he was healing for, what was it, 12% of his damage he deals.
Oh, yeah, that's my gilded one.
Yeah.
That's the one we had before. No, I've had worse.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, that's just...
I think I had him with 2 Rage Blades and I think a Hexet Gunblade. So you saw us and go, like
going
playing
super,
the goddamn drums on people.
Super crazy fast.
Heals go everywhere.
Keeping everybody healed. Yeah, the last couple of games I've been playing, I haven't been able to get a gunblade, which makes it very hard to keep your team alive.
The issue I find that at the minute, especially with the whole Omnivamp, I don't see Bloodthirster working that well anymore.
Bloodthirster's almost pointless if you look at how much healing you get from, like, the Gunblade or the Jeweled Gauntlet, or not Jeweled Gauntlet, the Hand of Justice. Those ones are almost better.
I don't really like Hand of Justice. Hand of Justice has been slightly nerfed, though.
It has. I used Hand of Justice.
It's one of its abilities taken off it.
I think it's just set stats. It's not like before where one of them would get doubled. Each round it was random which one would get doubled. Now it's just set stats. See, I used the Hand of Justice last time instead of a Bloodthirster. I wasn't a big fan of Bloodthirster. I would use Bloodthirster on characters that were very heavy physical. But if they were things like Cho'Gath or something like that, I would put a Hand of Justice on instead of a Bloodthirster, because Cho'Gath for a lot of the fight is just auto attacking, because he's got his mana pool was so high. So putting a Hextech Gunblade on him wasn't very useful, but you still want him to heal with his big damage, which is his ult, his feast.
Yeah.
So I use the Hand of Justice usually, so he was getting a little bit of heals while he was auto-attacking, and then when he would feast, he would get a bigger heal. But now they've changed it, so I haven't even built a Hodge this season. Now everything's Omnivamp. Every single item's Omnivamp. So it all depends now whether you want to heal two targets or you want to get a shield after you get dropped below so much health. That's basically your two choices now. Unless you go with the Hodge, which gives you a little bit of extra damage, I think. But I don't know. I don't remember the stats on the Hodge offhand. So yeah, what have we been doing as Space Engineers?
We've been living in space and using a lot of ice.
Yeah, we've been going through a lot of ice. I might have to tweak our mining station, because it just seems to be, like, we filled that thing, what is it, like 8 or 9, no, I think it's got like 12 large ship cargo containers. And I had them all full of ice. And we went through it in a day? Like
2 days-ish? Unless you got ice yesterday.
No, I didn't get ice yesterday, but I wasn't on yesterday.
About 2 days, then.
Yeah, so 2 days. But still. Like, that's a lot of ice. And we're going to end up chewing through all those little solid ice asteroids that I found pretty quick. So I temporarily grabbed one large cargo container worth of ice with our mining ship to bring back, just to keep the station so it doesn't run out of hydrogen, because that would turn out very bad if it ran out of hydrogen on us.
You'd love it.
Oh, it would be so bad if that station ever runs out of hydrogen. I am gonna cry, because it does not have it, well, it doesn't have any solar panels, and I don't think solar panels would even jumpstart that the station. So
if you turned a lot of stuff off, it probably could.
You'd have to turn everything off, let them charge, let the batteries charge up a little bit, and then slowly work up the O2 generators until there's enough hydrogen being produced to turn on some of the engines to keep the system running. It'd be an awkward task nonetheless. But we also started building your fancy station.
Yeah, not really fancy.
It's fancy. It's even got an automatic airlock hangar door.
Yeah, that needs working. You need to work on that.
We have to adjust the timing. We've added a few more air vents so that it doesn't have to take 40 seconds to open.
Hey, I like them 40 seconds. Leave them alone.
Give me my 40 seconds back. But yeah. We've been wrecking havoc on space pirates. And they've been picking on us too, sometimes apparently.
They're the only one who picks on us.
No, D's the one that picks on us, remember? he was the one shooting up our base. What a guy. What a guy, D. What else have we played?
Change some of the names on some of these cargo.
Yeah, I've been trying to rename cargo containers and stuff like that.
So I know which one's the ship I want to stick shit in.
Yeah. I've been working on renaming things. Like, the ones in your station are called Steph Station cargo containers. Or Steph Station parts container.
I've just looked at it and went, okay. This is the one I was filling up a minute ago. It's that color. I'm assuming anything that color is on that ship.
Yes.
So I've just kind of threw every bit of ammo you had on this mining platform.
Hey, what about my ammo? I need ammo. You better not have taken the ammo out of my ship.
No, I've just took it out of the station itself.
Okay.
This ship's not even on the station, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Or is it?
Should be. I hope it is.
I thought you had it over there still.
I think I brought it back.
Oh, no. Yes, sir. I switched it only to show me. Why have we got scrap lying on all over the floor, by the way?
Where?
On the station.
Oh, that's probably from when that grinder ship got shot up.
Oh.
Because then I moved it, so I bet you it fell off. But yeah. So, everything in the news right now is talking about Xbox.
Well, what did Xbox do now?
Well, they just had some sort of an event or something, like a reveal. So everything right now in the news. Well, here, let's start with this first. Because this has something that we played for a very short amount of time, but we played it. Remember Grounded?
Yes.
Apparently it's coming out of open beta. Oh, sorry, it's leaving early access. Basically because the developers. Wait, let me read. I don't want to misread this. You better now. I don't know what happened there. OBS or something decided it wanted to not work anymore.
Yep, we're back again.
So, yeah, so I was talking about Grounded. I just got a message saying OBS has crashed, but I'm still seeing OBS over there. So, I wonder if it's the original OBS finally crashed. I don't know. No. So, yeah, Grounded. It looks like they've moved on to they want to release the game and allow it to be smaller updates and less focused on. They're going to focus on some of their larger projects. They're still going to do updates, but not as often. Not as many. But yeah, what I was trying to say when I got let know that the stream died was Bethesda, the people who make Fallout, Skyrim, and quite a few other large titles, have released a game that's right up my alley called Starfield. And apparently it lets players explore over 100 solar systems and thousands of planets. Starfield's set in over 300 years in the future, in the age of space colonization and exploration, where humanity has pushed itself beyond the reach of the solar system. Now, I don't know how they do any sort of space travel or anything like that, how the traveling between solar systems and stuff works, but it's definitely getting to explore thousands of different planets. Sounds kind of like, what's that game?
In the game I lost interest in. Yeah. Quit because they lied to begin with.
Yes.
Give me a sec.
I'm pulling up my Steam list. It'll be there.
Yes.
What is it called? It's not Avorion. No Man's Sky.
Yeah, that's it.
Sounds a lot like No Man's Sky.
Promising too much.
Well, when it comes to Bethesda, they usually don't promise more than they give. But nowadays, you never know. But there's a lot of news about Starfield. Like, Starfield is huge news right now. Where was that other one that I had for Starfield? So then I have... So there's ship customization, character customization, and more. Like I said, I don't really know how the traveling and flying around. Like, I'm assuming there's going to be some space flight thing, but I don't know if you actually travel or if you just do like some of those more fake systems where you just jump between solar systems and stuff like that, or if you're actually going to be flying to them. It's not gonna. I doubt it's.
It'll take too long to fly through them.
Yeah, and it's definitely not gonna be like Kerbal Space Program physics, where you have gravity and you're like have to work on your orbits to get to other planets and stuff like that. Like, I highly doubt it's gonna be anything like that. It'll just be similar to Space Engineers, probably. Except probably better planets and stuff like that, and solar systems and stuff like that. But they also have first gameplay, and the buildings and stuff look very Space Engineers-esque. But the terrain...
Cubic,
and also those curved blocks that D's been using a lot of, and you've been using some.
Yeah.
But... yeah, it's... the terrain looks a lot nicer. And... I don't know. I haven't watched any videos on it, but I might... actually look into it. Doesn't say... oh, early 2023... seems to be... when they're... gonna be bringing it out.
I'm gonna say never.
They also released it... the same time that Diablo 4's very last class was announced. And if anybody here is interested in Diablo 4, I've never been huge on Diablo, but the very last class of Diablo 4 is the Necromancer, which is not really a surprise to me because there's always some sort of a Necromancer in the Diablo games. So, I don't know.
You hold your tongue.
I will not. But this game might interest me and you, Stefan.
Okay.
It's a Minecraft-based game. Like, Minecraft-esque. It's called Minecraft Legends.
Carry on.
Basically, it's a real-time strategy game. So, like, StarCraft kind of style. You place buildings down and create units and stuff like that.
Minecraft style?
Yeah, Minecraft terrain looks and housing looks and building looks. Everything looks based off of Minecraft textures and stuff like that. And... yeah. It just... I think that would look kind of neat. I don't know. It's, the image that it gives you isn't the greatest, but they seem to be creating paths. I don't know if there's a need for the paths or what in these images between the buildings, but it looks like you basically control. Let's see if it says anything about what it is. The announcement raised the threat of an organized army of piglings looking to corrupt Minecraft's overworld. Players will need to form their own armies by making new and surprising allies and then lead them into battle.
I know what that is.
What is it?
It's like a... it's like a Dungeons and Dragons type thing they're trying to make with it, I think.
I think it's more like StarCraft. It looks like a real-time strategy style.
It's like each of your characters can have classes and everything.
Oh. And
I remember hearing about it.
Yeah, see, it doesn't say anything about... it doesn't say anything about what the gameplay is going to be like, or it just says it's a strategy, and it looks, the map looks like a sort of a real-time strategy style, like StarCraft or something like that. But yeah, other news is that the Xbox Game Pass, let me get this article up. Xbox Game Pass is going to be releasing, like, everything Riot for Microsoft Game Pass owners. Where is it? Where is the link? I can't find the link. Sapphire didn't give me a proper link to it.
She's bad luck.
Yeah, but it didn't go directly to it. Well, videos don't help me. But anyways, Ryan was talking about it earlier, too. Basically, they're giving away, I think, something like $100 worth of Riot stuff for free for anybody who's got Xbox Game Pass. Like characters for League of Legends and all sorts of stuff. Unfortunately, I don't have the actual link here. Okay, here, hold on. Microsoft announced Riot's biggest titles are coming to Xbox Game Pass. Xbox is starting up a Riot. The company's biggest games include League of Legends, Wild Rift, Legends of Runeterra, Valorant, and Teamfight Tactics are coming to Xbox Game Pass. Each Riot game will be coming with full unlocks or other extras. Whether that's every agent in Valorant, the Foundation set Runeterra, or select little champions in Teamfight Tactics. While these games are already free to play, agents, cards, and champions are sometimes locked behind microtransactions. But for players with Xbox and Game Pass, these purchases will become free. I don't necessarily like the sounds of that. It's basically like if you were to play League of Legends right off the hop, and you could basically choose whatever character you want right off the hop. I don't necessarily like that. Like, I like that you have to start with the free characters per week and rotate through them. until you earn enough credits in game to buy them, or you can pay them if you really want to, but you don't have to. Stefan's fading out of existence. But yeah.
It won't disappear for me anymore. Yeah, I was just watching the trailer for the Minecraft Legends.
Is it good?
Okay, what it is, it's basically a strategy game. Basically, the piglins from the Never are trying to take over the world, well, the overworld, and you can team up with zombies, spiders, creepers. Everything from the overworld will team up to take out the threat.
Okay.
But by looks of it, your strategy is for you to help the other races or the other creatures in the overworld for them to join you. And it's like strategy of how you get each one. Because I'm assuming certain ones won't work with other ones.
Yeah, so like certain ones will be better against other things. So you'll probably have to use certain units to take out certain units, and having enough of everything to be able to.
Think of it as
And you faded it.
If you've never played Dragon Age, have you?
No.
In Dragon Age, when you go to a certain place, you might be given two options. Like, oh, the villagers need help with this zombie plague, and the zombie plague. You find out the zombie plague only came around because someone in the village cursed some other villagers, and they became the zombies, and they're trying to get revenge. So it's like, whose side you pick, and that'll be how they join. It could be something like that. It might not be.
Okay.
But I would mind it, something like that.
Ooh, Starfield looks kind of like a mix between, I would call it sort of a mix between Space Engineers and Ark. Maybe not so much Ark. Probably more like Warframe, I guess. You have to fight some large bosses and stuff like that. I'd say it's more like Warframe. But it has ship flying, combat, customization, stuff like that. It does have a very kind of arc look to the planets, or even
what game are we on about, by the way?
Oh, I said Starfield. Oh. That space one. It looks kind of like No Man's Sky, because there's random animals on each planet and stuff like that. Some of them are hostile, some of them are not.
Well, it looks like you can go to places that already have built cities and everything.
Yeah.
I'm looking at loads of screenshots and, well, shots people have taken. Ooh, there's mechs!
There's people.
Or is that a robot? I'm not even sure.
There's other, like, you'll go into, like, camps, and there's other people that try to kill you and stuff like that.
Yeah, I have enough of that already.
Yeah, you have me trying to kill you. Sometimes you'll see ships landing at stations.
I love the fact there's a screenshot here. I'm assuming it must have been of the video, and one of the shelves is just a helmet that says do not use, or don't use.
Oh, look, pirates. There's pirates in this game, Stefan. You can pick on the pirates.
Yeah, I'll probably become one. They'll be my best
friend. You don't become pirates and Space Engineers. Why would you become pirates in that?
Hey, I do. I am a pirate in Space Engineers.
You're a pirate of the pirates.
Yeah, I'm a pirate of the pirates. And I work for the other people. Basically, I'm what pirates used to be. Pirates used to work for the Queen. I work for these other factions to take out pirates that don't.
Usually you're spiders. Usually you're trying to be a spider. But yeah.
I normally live on Mars and I'm a spider.
I don't know.
Build ships and leaves and looks like a human.
I'm hoping that this game is multiplayer. Because you know me. I'm not a really big single player kind of guy.
Single player games have to be run complete by story. If story's crap, it's not a really good single player game.
I'm not, and I've never really been a big person on storylines to games, so that's why I don't like storylines. But right now it doesn't say anything about whether or not the game is single player or multiplayer. It looks like it's going to be sort of a single player game.
Half my ship was built by you.
How?
Because of the
welder, I guess?
Welder.
Which is funny because you should have technically built the welders because then they can build all the blocks again. But yeah, I don't know. It doesn't say anything. I haven't been able to find anything whether or not it's going to be a multiplayer game, single player game. Everything that I've seen is all single player, so.
We assume so.
Yeah, but even they're saying in this article, there's a lot going on here. The space and the planet exploration gives off a big No Man's Sky vibe.
Has Rebilly confirmed that it is a single player game?
Lame.
It is a strictly single player game, as it puts it.
Lame. I don't like it. They're not my friends. Go fuck yourselves, Bethesda. Sapphire's giving me a look. Single player games suck. I don't like single player games. But yeah. That's all the news that I could find this week. Everything was talking about Bethesda and Xbox, so. Yeah. League of Legends, Bethesda, Xbox. I think that's everything that's been going on this week. What about you? You got anything?
News-wise or?
Anything-wise. You blowing up any more pirates?
At the minute, no.
No?
No pirates are coming.
How dare they? I might have to go through and do trash removal.
I've got a pirate ship just sat here, sending out a distress signal, sat next to our base, while I'm sat here watching it, and nothing's happening.
You're just sitting there hoping that it would lure some more pirates to you.
Watch my ship just turn around and railgun them in the face.
Yeah, the railgun.
I see your cockpit. Kaboom!
The railgun in this game is ridiculous. I can't believe how many light armor blocks that comes through. Alright, well, seeing as our first half of the episode was 27 minutes, and this one's 20 minutes. That's basically 50 minutes. So, I think that's good enough to say our goodbyes. And, yeah, because I can't think of anything else. And we've only been playing the same two games pretty much all week. So, yeah. If you like what you see, like, follow, share, subscribe. We have audio versions of this podcast available everywhere you get a podcast, so you can listen to us anywhere, anytime, and any place. Amazon, Google Play, all that has our podcasts on it. Send us some comments, complaints, yell at Stefan. Direct everything towards Stefan, because...
Why me?
Because it's always Stefan's fault. We should all know that.
No. Pokemon's fault.
Pokemon. All right, everybody. Have a good one.
Probably Pokies.